we couldn't start off Tuesday without the tall guy. It's Two Tall Tom's Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today, man.
All right, Tom, when I saw what you wanted to talk about today, I was like, that guy is reading my mind, because this is the conversation I had over and over and over this weekend, which was, gosh, this was just one of the hottest summers I've ever seen.
That's my response.
So I guess the answer is we just perceived it as being hot, but historically this was not even close.
Oh gosh, no, we're not even we're not hot at all, really. We're just barely over half of the average number of 90 degree days we get in an entire summer, and it's already August 15th. 16th, I should say. So we have a lot of ground to make up, and we don't have much more time to get 90 or above. And so it's more than likely, barring some unforeseen heat wave, that we're probably going to end up below average in the 90 degree category. So yeah, I've been telling a lot of people who say the same thing you just said, that it really hasn't been that hot. And I think it's because a lot of people, and I understand this, a lot of people are heat sensitive. So any hot day to them means a lot of hot days. So it's kind of skewed in that regard. And a lot of people, it's perception.
You know, I know that you specialize in our region over here, Tom, but I know you also take a look at the national, you know, like forecasts and things like that, because there's other parts of the country that have experienced massive heat waves this year. And I kind of feel like, well, that's par for the course for summer, but clearly this was hurting some grids. There were questions about brownouts. So have the other parts of the country, are they experiencing warmer than normal temperatures on a consistent basis?
Well, before I go down that track, I will just go here and I'll just, again, reiterating what I was just saying about our area. Then I'll get back into that aspect. You know, I was talking about 90 degree days, but if we go back to May, we were a degree and a half below average for May. In June, we were about a degree and a half above average. In July, 1 degree above average. And so far this month, a degree and a half below average. So it's really not been that hot. And the hottest temperature of the summer so far has been 101 on June 19th. So we've had one 100-degree day so far, and it occurred in all months of June. Usually these happen in July or August. Now, getting to the question, yeah, there has been a lot of heat in the South and Southwest. Now, when people talk about the heat in the Southwest, it's quite normal for that to happen out there. You know, the desert Southwest is always hot. But it's been unusually hot in terms of numbers, and I don't have them exact numbers here, but places like Oklahoma City, Dallas-Fort Worth, and down into the south central parts of the country, they've been very, very hot, JJ. And so, yeah, it's been testing a lot of the grids down there. The dome of heat has not quite reached this far north. And right on the northern edge of that dome of heat, that's where we've been having all these floods in places like St. Louis down through Kentucky. That's because that's been right on the border between the extreme heat and the not-so-extreme heat, and that's something's got to give, and that's why there's been so much rain in those areas.
And, you know, not to completely throw you, but I'm sure you've seen some of the footage from Las Vegas when they had some of those flash floods that they had. Holy moly.
Yeah, and having spent time in that part of the country and during the rare occasions it has rained, it really doesn't take much rain to cause flooding down there, because they have a lot of exposed bedrock, like in the Phoenix area. I've seen terrible floods with a quarter of an inch of rain. Now you get, you know, several inches of rain and you're in deep trouble down there. So it hasn't been an extremely high amount of rain in terms of what we here call a lot of rain, but again, just a little rain in a short period of time in that part of the country can be quite dangerous.
So swinging back up here to the Red River Valley.
Yep.
One of the things I notice is, like, today you've got a high of 82, a potential high of 82, and then tonight a low of 62. So we're talking about some pretty major swings temperature-wise, too.
Yeah, these are actually, you know, 62 is 5 degrees above the average of 57. We've gone down in terms of averages now. Our average high is 81. The average low is 57. We were at 83 and 60 not long ago. So we're on the downward trend toward the bottom out point sometime in January. So it's, about 20-degree swing at night is quite normal. Now, when you have less of a swing at night, JJ, when you say it's like 85 and then the overnight low is like 70, say, instead of 55, that just means there's more moisture in the air, and it takes a lot harder, a lot more clear air for it to get cooler out there. But the dew points are quite normal for this time of year right now. We're in the 60s, so it has not been overly humid. There have been a lot of humid days, but really not terribly much more than what we normally would get during a typical summer. And again, that just goes back to perception.
That's just what I was going to ask about the humidity, because my hair needs a break big time. And every morning, I look over at my little weather meter, and I can see it's 98% humidity. It needs to stop.
Well, okay, that's actually a good point you just brought up about the 98%.
About my hair?
Well, no. Well, perhaps related in such a way. It's really quite normal early in the morning before the temperature starts to go up for the relative humidity to be 90 to 98%. That's because before the temperature starts rising in the morning, the temperature and the dew point are really close together. So it's almost normal very early in the morning to have really high relative humidity, even in the winter. But as the temperature moves up, and the dew point stays the same, you get greater space between the temp and the dew point, and then the relative humidity goes quite a bit down. For instance, the relative humidity right now is at 71%. It was 97% earlier today. So it's gone down because the temperature's gone up.
All right. I need to wash my hair. Usually if it's like between the 70 and 40%, I'm good to go. But above that...
Well, it's like washing a car. I mean, wash your hair, maybe it won't get humid. So I get people, when they wash the car, it's going to rain, you know?
Right.
That's what we always go by. Did you wash your car or not?
It's that same thing of if you haven't serviced your snowblower for the year, we're going to start the year off with a huge blizzard.
I was talking to Doug Lear about that this morning, and he's a big lover of his snowblower, and I told him to get on it right away because we don't want to have any snowstorms coming up anytime soon. I mean, if you think about it, there have been a couple of years in recent history where we've had really terrible snowstorms in the middle of October, and guess what? That's only 2 months away.
Oh, and listen, I know that when you're talking about we're on the downward trend of temperature, you know, like average temperatures, which has got to be a big bummer for you because I know that you like it hot.
I love
you
hot,
like
humid.
It cozy,
I love humid.
Big guy.
Yeah.
And when it gets to this point, you know, I would say this. I don't think that there's anything that's set in stone when it comes to late summer into fall, even a little bit into early winter for our neck of the woods. I mean, would you be surprised to see an 85-degree day in October or a blizzard?
No, actually, no. And, you know, I think it was 2013. I might be off by a year or so. But we had 97 on October that year in the first week or so of October. And that was not only the hottest day ever in October, it was the hottest day of that particular year. So we have had 97 in October, and there have been some places in North Dakota that have had a couple of feet of snow in October. So we're going to get to that swing time of the year where it can go any direction, and that's where it's schizophrenic. Mother Nature just kind of goes schizo on us at that time of
year.
How
exciting.
So really,
very exciting.
What you're telling me is Two Tall Tom's Endless Summer is not done yet. There's potential.
Two Tall Tom's Tempestuous Temperature Teeter Totter will continue.
I love it. Two Tall Tom Szymanski, he's the chief meteorologist around these places. He's also a darn good golfer. Tom, thanks for being on the show every Tuesday and for those weather updates as well. We got a Red Hawks game tonight. Do you think it's going to happen?
What time's the game?
Well, the game starts at 7:02. Mm-hmm. Are we going to maybe like stave off a little bit of this rain until later on?
I would say the chance of one of those hitting where the game is does not look overly impressive, but I will say this. They will be dancing around the valley here and there, so keep your eye on the sky. There will be wandering thunderstorms and rain showers. So I can't guarantee either way, which is impossible to say that, you know, a thunderstorm is going to hit this spot in the world. But I would say just keep an eye on the sky at that time.
I saw a warning of a marginal risk of severe storms. So,
we get those all the time. That's from the SBC in Oklahoma. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Marginal.
I mean, Tom, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but maybe you could start something with, you know, this is a poncho PSA coming at you that you might want to have one in your car.
Okay, we'll go there. Might want to have one in your car.
I love it. Two Tall Tom Szymanski, thank you very much, sir.
You bet.